Okay, Rabosai, what I'd like to do today, I think this is going to be our last shiur on Inyanei Muktzah. Mimirta Hashem, I hope to take off tomorrow and Sunday, and then we'll begin the Zman with Malachos on Monday. So the topics that we have to address today are largely the question as to how I paskin regarding Muktzah. All of Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph deals with Muktzah of Aner, right? The Tana Reb Yehuda holds that a Ner Yashan is Muktzah. Ner Yashan is considered Muktzah Machmas Miyos. That means probably a Ner Shocheres, which gets really disgusting. In Hilchos Chanukah, we learn that you're not supposed to use a Ner Shocheres more than one night. So Yehuda holds that there is Muktzah Machmas Miyos. Reb Meir holds that a Ner Shehidliku Bo B'Shabbos, if you lit the Ner on Shabbos, it's going to be Usser the entire Shabbos, because Reb Meir holds a Muktzah Machmas Isser. Rabbi Shimon says that the only time it's usher is if it's a ner hadolik b'Shabbos, is if it's burning right now. Once it goes out, it's going to be permitted. But kos ka'ara nashoshes, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is usher. That's the maskon of the Gemara, because since a kos ka'ara nashoshes are very large items, so therefore even Rabbi Shimon would say it's usher. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon says that even while it's burning, the shemen that's metaftef is going to be mutter. So there are four shittas in Tanoim over here on Mem Daled Amid Aleph. La halacha, whether I pass like Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon, so the last Gemara in the Masechta pretty much, and Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, and it's quoted over here in the Rif and in the Rosh. The Rosh and Simon Chav quotes it. The last Gemara in the Masechta basically has a machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina, that everybody holds that I paskin like Rav Shimon, that we do not hold of Muktzah. The question is, in which case do I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? In which case do I assume that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that we hold of Muktzah? So one opinion says that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Muktzah Machmas Mios, that the Ner Hayashan is going to be Aser. The second opinion says, I do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Muktzah Machmas Mios, but I do hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Muktzah Machmas Iser. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Muktzah Machmas Iser, meaning that a Ner Shehidliku Bo B'Shabbos is going to be Aser. If you lit the candle, presumably, you lit the candle before Shabbos, because Orthodox Jews generally don't light candles on Shabbos. So if you lit the candle before Shabbos, it's going to be usher. It's usher the entire Shabbos. So one case that it's usher is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by ner shehidliku bo b'Shabbos. Or I paskin like Reb Meir. We don't paskin Reb Yehuda by Muktzah Machmas Miyos. We paskin like Reb Meir, let's say, that Ner Shedliku Bo B'Shabbos is going to be Usser. There's another case that the Gemara says, which is Usser, which is Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis. But that's a case that even Reb Shimon is Molda, that it's Usser. So effectively, Ladina, we paskin. And this is the psak of the Rif and the Rush and all the Rishonim, because it's a Beferish Gemara. We paskin lahakel. There is no halacha of Muktzah Machmas Miyos, but there is a halacha of Muktzah Machmas Iser. Ner Shehidliku Bo B'Shabbos is usher out Muktzah Machmas Iser. Yesterday we pointed out that there's a three-way contradiction as to what's the reason why Ner is Usser, no? Is a Ner Usser because, like the Gemara says, a Mem Zayin, it's a Bosses? Is a Ner Usser because it's Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah? Or is a Ner Usser because it's Muktzah Machmas Isser? And we pointed out the Ran says Muktzeh Machmas Isser. And we asked, how come the Ran is digging up Muktzeh Machmas Isser when our Gemara has two other reasons? How come the Ran has to be Merchak Tovi Lachmo and bring up a new reason? The Teretz is, the Ran is not Merchak Tovi Lachmo. Well, he is Merchak Tovi Lachmo, but he's invoking the Gemara that paskins the Dima Muktzeh Halacha. That we paskin, it's Usser because of Muktzeh Machmas Isser. L'cha'ayra, we are not saying that it's Usser because of Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah or because of Busis. Right? We are saying that it's Usser because of Muktzeh Machmas Isser, meaning since Bein Hashmushals, I am not allowed to take out any oil from that nair. Because were I to take oil out of that nair, I'd be in violation of the malacha of kibui. And we paskin that in this case of muktzeh machmas iser, we paskin that since it is huktzeh bein hashmashas, it's huktzeh l'kol hayom kulo, and therefore the nair is usher the entire Shabbos, halacha l'maisa, that's the psak that all the Rishonim have, V'kachu b'shulchan aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Tes. All of Simen Reish Ayin Tes is the dinim of the Ner. That's the summary of the Gemara. And Nadi, what is your rebuttal?
I'm just wondering, doesn't Reb Shimon not hold of Migo?
So Reb Shimon does not hold of Migo, but with respect to Muktzeh Machmas Isser, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara in Kuf Nun Zayin.
It's not that Reb Shimon's Maida, it's that we've mamish passing like Reb Yehuda.
It's not that Reb Shimon is Maida passing Reb Yehuda. The Lashon HaGemara on Kuf Nun Zayin is that by Muktzeh Machmas Chesorin Kis, Reb Shimon is Maida. But, right, the Gemara writes on Kuf Nun Zayin that in the entire Masechta, B'chol HaShabbos Kula Halacha K'Reb Shimon Lebar Mi Muktzeh Machmas Isser. Muktzeh Machmas Isser, I don't hold like Reb Shimon, but Muktzeh Machmas Isser, I hold Migu Deskatzoy L'Bein HaShmash Deskatzoy L'Kula Yoma. Reb Shimon denies that category, but Muktzeh Machmas Isser, we don't hold like Reb Shimon. Correct?
But shouldn't that mean that we hold of the category, but Migo has wide implications in several different aspects?
We hold that Muktzeh Machmas Isser is usher the entire Shabbos. That, again, we hold like Reb Meir L'cha'ira in this case. We hold like Reb Meir that the Ner is usher the entire Shabbos. Every Rishon, to the best of my knowledge, every single Rishon in the book, paskins that the Ner Shehidliku Ba B'Shabbos is usher for the entire Shabbos, because that's the Gemara in Kuf Nun Zayin. That's Kim'at, the last Gemara in the Masechta. It's not according to Reb Shimon, right? Reb Shimon would say that it is mutter once it goes out. But we don't hold like Reb Shimon by Ner Shehidliku Ba B'Shabbos. We don't hold like Reb Yehuda either, because Reb Yehuda would ask a Muktzeh Machmas Mius, but we hold Muktzeh Machmas Isser and Migu Diskatzoy L'Bein HaShmoshes, which ends up being that we hold like Reb Meir. Now, what emerges is that the din of Muktzeh is only that I cannot be mistapek from the Ner. Einei Usin Heimenu, let's say. You can't get Hanoah from it the entire Shabbos. Even after the flame goes out, you cannot get Hana'ah from it. Nishalat HaSha'ela, however, that would imply that L'moitza'i Shabbos, you're allowed to get Hana'ah from it. So Frektaisa Sakasha, we know this is true. He has a few rayas that after Shabbos, it's mutter. Noye sukkah is usher on yontiv. After yontiv, it's mutter. V'kasha l'ri, how come ner Chanukah you have to make a madura after yontiv because it's hukta lemitzvasai. Frektos visakasha hukta lemitzvaso should not aser things after the zman of the mitzvah. Hukza mitzvah should not answer stuff after the zman of the mitzvah. So Tosis asks Akasha, how come the Ner Chanukah is usher after the zman of the mitzvah? So Tosis gives answers which are within the generalized rules of Mukta. Tosis answers, Ner Chanukah, I remember 1 year, Eschata Ayani Mazker Hayom. You know that Rav Schechter is not so into lighting in the lounges, right? Lighting Chanukah Neris in the lounges. People, right? Rav Schechter for many years has been saying you should not do it. So if I remember the story correctly, 1 year when we were rooming in Stringer Hall, so I had my room with Tani Cohen. Next door to us was Daniel Feldman and Meir Soloveitchik and Sally. And if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Feldman, and Tani Cohen, I believe, lit Chanukah Neris in the room. And we were waiting until the Chanukah Neris would go out so that we could leave the room, because like you can't leave the room with the candles. That would mamish be very bad. This is like illegal, against the rules, whatever. But so we did this. That was the year that we were learning. That was the year I was in college and we were learning Shabbos and the Kollel. And I remember Daniel Feldman commenting, he quoted this Tosis, about how Tosis says that by Ner Chanukah, Ein Adam Yoshevu Mitzapeh, Mosai Tichavanero, right? That you don't sit there trying to imagine when the Ner, trying to hope that the Ner is going to go out, because since Ner Chanukah is out pursuing Nisa, you want the Ner to burn and burn and burn as much as possible. Mishum Chibub of the Nais. And therefore, Tosa says, it's even usser after Yontif. After Chanukah, it's usser, because Ein Adam Yoshev Umetzepe Masai Tichabaneiro. So apparently you get an impression from Tosis that's more than the first half hour. Mishum Chabivusa Deneis. You wanted to keep on going and keep on going. Well, halacha we paskin that only the Nair of the first half hour is a problem, and you only have to make the Madura on the Neros if it goes out within the first half hour. But you get the impression, if I'm reading Tosis correctly, that Tosis is saying that Mishum Chabivusa Deneis, you want it to keep on going and going and going. And remember Rabbi Feldman commenting that what we're doing is mamish, the opposite, right? Because we're in the dorm waiting for the candle to go out.
Yeah, be darned, you got into like a sticky brera situation. What's the oil of the first half hour?
And you're asking halacha lemaisa in terms of making the madura after yontiv. But if it, again, the assumption is that by drabonon we pasking yesh brera, since this entire din is a din drabonon, it comes from the she'ultos, this din is not found in Shas anywhere, no? But the Rishonim seem to accept it. Tosis is bothered by the Kasha. How come there's going to be a din of Mukta after Yontif by Ner Chanukah? So Tosis says his answer, that Ein Adam Yoshevu Mitzapeh, but L'cha'ora, that does not really help for the Ner after Chanukah, no? While it's still Chanukah, I want the candle to keep on going. But why is it going to be Muktzah after Chanukah? Tosa's entire kasha is, right? Why is it mukta after Chanukah? So ani lo mevin terutzam. Fashteyach nisht v'zei enferin. Right? To translate for those ignoramuses among you who like only understand Yiddish. But the point is, how does Tosus's yesod of Ein Adam Yoshev u'mitzapeh, how does that help? So Tosfos HaRosh, I think, says a different answer, which is that Ner Chanukah, Tosfos HaRosh writes, is Aser Bahana'a. Since we paskin that you're not allowed to look, you're not allowed to, it's Aser LaHartzos Mos, can they get Ner Chanukah? That you're not allowed to count money when there's a Ner Chanukah. I remember one year at a Rosh Hashiva meeting, we always have Rosh Hashiva meeting on Chanukah. So one year the yeshiva was in bad financial straits right after Madoff. And at a Rosh Hashiva meeting on Chanukah, so President Joel began to talk about the finances of the yeshiva. So Rabbi Reese interrupts him and says, Mr. President, I apologize, but Aser LaHartzos Mos can get Ner Chanukah. On Chanukah, you're not allowed to talk about the bad financial straits that the yeshiva is in, which was actually, I thought, very cute. I thought it was like a good chap. But the point is, I think Tosfos HaRosh's
answer... It didn't get out of a meeting.
It didn't get... Right, again, nothing gets you out of a Rosh Hashiva meeting. It's mamish, whatever. These things are... They are what they are. But... The point is, Azoy, that I think Tosfos HaRosh means that since Ner Chanukah is Aser B'Hana'a, that's why it's Aser after Yontiv, meaning that Midrabbanan we treat Neris Chanukah like an element of Hektish. And it's not really a din of Muktzah at all. The fact, again, I don't think this is what Tosfos means. Tosfos is working within the framework of regular Dine Muktzah, but I don't understand Tosfos's terrors. So what if you don't want it to go out? Right? If you don't want it to go out, l'cha'ora, that just makes it like a ka'ora and an ashoshes, which is also even according to Reb Shimon, because it's a lot of oil, because it's going to go and go and go and go. But still, it should be mutter after Shabbos. It should be mutter after Yontim. It should be mutter after Chanukah. Right? What's the pshat in the Tosfos? So I thought maybe the pshat in the Tosfos is that he's treating the Ner Chanukah like where it's not Tosfos, it's the pshat in the din. And I think maybe there's what Tosfos HaRosh means, right? That he says it's Aser L'Hishtamish La'ora, meaning it has a din of Hektish. Right? There are many applications, many areas in Hilchos Chanukah where we see it's dino kehektish, no? According to the Ran at the beginning of the Sugya of Chanukah, we paskin that the reason also l'shtamish l'ora is because it's dome to hektish, it's dome to the neighbor space hamikdash, etc. Right? The Ravid writes that the Nusach HaBracha, right, is lehadlik, not al hadlokas, because it's dumya de mikdash. So perhaps that would answer Tosfos's kasha, even though Tosfos himself does not give that answer. So that's one ha'ar within the Tosfos. The next ha'ar within Tosfos is Tosfos asks a kasha as to whether a tanai helps by mukta, meaning, can a person, again, we don't hold of mukta. We hold like Reb Shimon. But for this one din of Ne'er Shehedliku B'Shabbos, we hold of mukta. Can I make a tanai to get out of the din of mukta? Can I make a condition, a stipulation, that the din mukta should not set in on my Neiris Chanukah? So Tosfos assumes that you can't. Tosfos starts on a premise. How come by Sukkah Tanai helps? And Tosfos says that Tanai only helps by a Sukkah Re'u'ah. The Gemara never mentions Sukkah Re'u'ah. The sugya that Tosis is invoking is a sugya in Beit Adaf Lamed. The Gemara does not mention the term Sukkah Re'u'ah at all, but Tosis either had a different girsa, or Tosis is kind of reading a pshat in the Gemara. I'm not sure. The Maharsha here on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph tries to touch this up. But Tosis is bothered by Akasha. How come by Aner Shekava it's Usser L'Taltil? How come you can't use the candle? You can't use the oil all Shabbos? Why don't you just make a Tanai? By Sukkah, a Tanai helps. At least by a Sukkah Re'u'ah, because by a Sukkah Re'u'ah, it's likely to fall down. So the Tanai, which the Gemara in Beitza says, is when I say, Eini Boda Mehen, I'm saying that this sukkah, the noye sukkah, are not going to be usra. I make a stipulation that I am not giving up my rights on them. And that helps by a sukkah re'uah, because you know the sukkah re'uah is going to fall down. So therefore the Tanai helps. Here also, Frektosis, you know the Shabbos candles are going to go out. So why don't you make a Tanai? That's Isis's kasha. So Tosis answers that a Tanai does not help by Neiris Shabbos because the case of Neiris Shabbos, again, I'm reading into the Tosis a teeny bit, but I think this is the correct pshat. By Neiris Shabbos, it's called Dechiya B'Yadayim. You light the Shabbos candles right before Shabbos, right? Most of us are not so prepared that we light Shabbos candles long before Shabbos, right? In my show one year, they did a video called 18 Minutes about how much you can accomplish in those last 18 minutes. No, it's unbelievable. In those 18 minutes, you could get more done than you get done the entire week. But most people light their Neiris Shabbos right before Shabbos. That means right before Shabbos, I'm setting this aside. So therefore, Tanai doesn't help Zachtaisis. By the sukkah, since I built the sukkah a long time beforehand, it's not a full-fledged hektza amidas. So therefore, Tosis says, a Tanai helps by a sukkah re'uah. But by the Neiros Shabbos, Tanai does not help. Tanai does not help by the Neiros Shabbos. The Tosos Yishonim over here says that Tanai never helps by buses with Davar Ha'aser. Tosos Yishonim on Os Beis on Mem Dalar Amar Aleph. Again, I mentioned the guys, just learn the Tosos. That's all I wanted today. Just learn the Tosos. So the Tosos Yishonim says that by buses, Tanai does not help. By Sukkah, it's not a din buses. So that's why Tanai helps, no? Sukkah is just a din of hukta l'mitzvaso. But since Neiris Shabbos is both hukta l'mitzvaso and a basis, so therefore, Tanai does not help by Neiris Shabbos. Remember, we pointed out that there's another reason in the sugya, the reason of mukta machmas iser. The reason Muktzah Machmas Iser, the Ramban, the Rishonim here quote it. Tosis never quotes it here on Daf Mem Dalet. We pointed out that the Gemara on Kuf Nun Zayin uses the expression Muktzah Machmas Iser. Let me take a step back. Our Tosis says Tanai does not help on Neiros Shabbos. The Chachmei Sfarad all disagree with our Tosfos. Ran, Ramban on Daf Memhei, Rashba, that whole base medrash assumes that Tanai does help by Neiros Shabbos. And therefore, what I could do is I could light my Neiros Shabbos and make a condition that it should not be mukta, and then move my candlesticks afterwards. No? This is unbelievable. This is Judaism changing. Right? According to the Ran and the Ramban, etc., you can make a t'nai on, you can make a t'nai on what's it called? On the Neir Shabbos. Tosa says you can't. Hanir Lofiyan Yistaiti is that the Ran and the Ramban are only working within the Muksamachmas Isser category. They understand, we pointed out that the Ran quotes our Gemara, and he says, our Gemara is only talking about Muksa Machmas Isser. The din of Sukkah is also Muksa Machmas Isser, in that there is a Isser of Stiras Ohel. During Bein Hashmashes at the Tchilas Yomtiv, you can't take a toothpick off of your Sukkah, because that would be Stiras Ohel, no? By Muktzah Machmas Isser, Tnai helps. But by other forms of Muktzah, at least for the Tosas Yishanim, this is correct, that since there's a din of buses here also, that's why Tnai does not help. The Balei HaTosas are working, trying to use all of the reasons that come up in the Sugya. Therefore, for the Balei HaTosos, Tnai does not help. But for the Ran, Ramban, etc., 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 Kahina v'Kahina Rabos, so Tnai does help, because just like it helps by Sukkah, which is a din of Muksa Machmas Isser, it should also help over here because of Machmas Isser. Elamai, over here it's a din of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah also. Well, by Sukkah it's also Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. What about buses? Well, they really don't need to come onto buses. The Gemara on Mem Zayin, when it uses buses, it's using buses to say that the Nair is usher even according to Rabbi Shimon. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon by the Nair. By Nair, we really hold like Reb Meir, no? So therefore, I don't need buses. Therefore, the Ran says Tanai helps. And the Balei HaTosfos are still, at least the Tosfos Yeshanim, is still using the din of buses. And therefore, Tanai does not help. But again, look at the Gemara. Mem Vav Amid Beis, Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Right, the top Rashi, Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, says that buses means b'kahai gavna Reb Shimon is molda. Right, that's the top Rashi, Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. But once I'm saying that I don't paskin like Reb Shimon by Nair, once I say that by Nair I paskin like Rabbi Meir, so then I don't need buses. If I don't need buses, so Tanai should help. That is, I think, pshat in the sugya. Ledina, halacha lema'aseh. Shulchan Aruch simin reish ayin tes. Se'if dalet. Reish ayin tes se'if dalet. Michaber says that im hisna me'er Shabbos on the erzeh she'yitaltalenu m'shiyikaveh mutar letaltalo achar the Mechaber paskins that Tanai helps. The Magen Avraham writes, B'sha'ar buses, Tanai does not help. It only helps by this buses. What does this mean? The Magen Avraham is bothered by the kasha. He says, okay, you know, Lemaisa, it should be a buses. If you tell me that according to Reb Shimon, it's a buses, so that means Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, should also be masking to a buses. How come it's not? So if I understand it correctly, the Magen Avraham in Ois Vav is saying as follows. There's a shita in Rishonim, the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTrumah. that in order to be a busis, it has to be something that is supposed to be there the entire Shabbos. If it's something that you plan on removing at any point during Shabbos, that can't be a busis. Memela, you have a taina. How does Tanai help? It's a busis, right? That's basically the Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha. The answer is, well, I have the Baal HaTruma that it is not busis at all because your kavana is not to leave it there the entire Shabbos. Gentlemen, this is all your fault because you said today should be the last year of Mukta. So I'm trying to get as much in as I possibly can. What can we do? There's so much to say. It's such good Torah. But the point is, all Torah is good, right? That's what they say, Shmuazu Na'a, Shmuazu Eino Na'a, right? Isn't that like a Mishnah on Avos or something like that? But the point is that I think the Teretz of the Magen Avraham's Kasha, and this is a Nakuda, by the way, that the Taz makes in Se'if Katin, I don't remember. Sifkatim Beis, the Taz makes this point. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I think what the Magen Avraham means is that this is not a full-fledged busis, since according to many Rishonim, it's not a busis at all. Oh. So let's go on. The Ran is working with Muksa Machmas Isser entirely. He is not working with the other dinim, either because the din of bus is only according to Reb Shimon, or because I hold like the Sefer Truma, then it's not really going to be a busis. So the Ran says Tanai helps. Tosa says Tanai doesn't help. The Ramah writes, Reish Ayin Tesef Dala, Yesh Omrim Delo Mahani Tanai, V'chei Nohagin V'medinos Elu, V'din HaTanai, Look in Simen Tafresh Lamed Ches, which means that you have to formulate the Tanai in a way not to say I am not, or not to say that I will use it after the candle goes out, but I have to formulate the Tanai of any bold on my hand, Kobein Hashmashos. After formulating the Tanai in that particular Nusach, Ad Kan, that's what the Ramon means.
Can you go back to what we've said from Rav Schechter, that because Mukta is a Gezerah, therefore, the situation is a problem, and you tonight won't help that it's a gezeira.
Mukta is a gezeira. Therefore, a tonight won't help. There's so much to unpackage here, Nady. Gezeiras kalem is a gezeira. Not moving a pen, that's a gezeira, because I might come to. Mukta, is Mukta a gezeira? Well, maybe. Mukta could be a gezeira atu hotza'a, right? That's what we said from the Ravid. For the Rambam, that the Isser Mukta is because we don't want you to be matriach too much on Shabbos, because too much tircha, right, would end up making Shabbos like a yom chol. I don't know if it's a real gezeira or it's like some sort of Isser drabban, and I'm not sure. Maybe the reason why I can't stipulate out of Muktzah, according to the Baal HaTosis you're suggesting, is because it's a gezeira. I don't know. I don't know enough to talk about stipulating out of something that's a gezeira. I do know that Muktzah Machmas, that by the Sukkah, you can stipulate out of it, no? Sukkah l'chayr is a gezeira to that you might knock it down and violate the Isra Stira. So it's hard to know for sure. But Bekitzer
is not a separate din based on the Pasuk?
Which Pasuk?
That is that the Sukkah is Sukkah Shtadachag.
So that means that the Chal Shem Shemaim al HaSukkah while it's there, but Adrabah, Sukkah is like Hekdesh, but we allow you to stipulate out of it in that you can get Hana'ah. According to some Rishonim, I can only stipulate out for the Noi Sukkah. In other words, I could if I want to use my paper chain that I hung up and it's okay, I want to use that as my toothpick, I can. Others say that you could even stipulate out of the atze sukkah. But I don't know. One thing I know is that according to the Ran, I could be masne on the Ner Shabbos, that the candle is not going to be mukta when it goes out. And therefore, I could move my candlesticks. According to Tosis, I cannot be masne out of the Ner Shabbos. However, Zok the Ramah in Reish Ayin Tes Se'if Dalet, V'nohagin l'taltalo ayyadei akum, v'ein b'zeh iser amira la'akum, ho'el v'hamina kach, ha'v'ki'ila hisna olav mitchila, v'shari kain derelei. Meaning, says the Ramah, I don't hold of Tanai, but the goy can hold of the Tanai. Nathan, you'll forgive me, the goy could rely on the Sephardim. The guy can rely on, right, the Ran and the Ramban and the Rivash. The guy could say, right, I could let the guy move my Leichter on Shabbos after they go out. Because it's Ke'ilu Hisne, right? Isn't this amazing? Did you ever know this, Kula? That your cleaning lady is allowed to move your candlesticks after the Suda Friday night? Did any of you guys know this, Kula? I never knew this until today. I can have, again, I don't have my cleaning lady on Shabbos. I can have my cleaning lady come and move my candlesticks. Because it's Ke'ilu Hisna Mitrila. I don't hold of the Tanai. The Minig is like the Baliat Haisvis. But may Iker Hadin, apparently the Ramah holds, like the Ran and the Ramban. And therefore, for Amira Lanochri purposes, I can rely on the Ran and the Ramban. I think so. I think that's the pshat. So the idea of Ke'ilu Hisne comes up. Ke'ilu Hisne appears one more time in this siman.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What about if you have a guy who's in the process of converting to Ashkenazi?
Generally speaking, when people are in the process of converting, they keep Shabbos with the exception of one tiny thing that they do. So you're saying that we could say it like this, no? But what's the joke about the guys in the process of converting? So they ask him what he does. He says he carries. He wears tzitzis. So they ask him, you're wearing tzitzis, but lamaisa, right? That's what Jews do. He says, well, I wear tzitzis even though even though I'm outside. So they say, you're allowed to wear tzitzis outside. He says, no. Right, you're not allowed to carry the tzitzis. The briskers hold that since there's a shaila of, and we don't have tchelos bizman hazeh, maybe there's an issue to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. No, the briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos because maybe they're carrying the strings. Because maybe the talisos are pasul without tchelos, and therefore it's usher to wear the tzitzis. It's usher to wear the strings. So you say, but what do you mean? There's an Erev. So he says, no, I don't hold to the Erev. Wait, is that the joke that you're referring to?
No, what type of
Erev
is this?
Right, well, call that an Erev, right? That's again the process of converting. That is a larger question that Nady asked. Can someone convert to Sephardiism or Ashkenaziism? Right, this past week, we met with one Monday night, I mentioned, is my Geirus night. So the candidate Monday night decided she wants to be a Sephardi. She lives on the Upper East Side. There is a Sephardi shul near there. Again, Bismanenu, I think there's no din of Rosh Hashanah to do, right? There are different Batei Din in the same city. It's probably not an issue. You have a Sephardi shul and Ashkenazi shul. But can a person decide what to be? Do you follow Rov? How does it go about when you convert? Do you become Sephardi or Ashkenazi? Not so pashut. Okay. So we rely on the Ran and the Ramban that Tanai helps insofar as Amir Lanochmi to move my candlesticks. Tanai helps for those purposes. And not only does Tanai help, we assume it's Ke'ilu Hisna. Even if you don't explicitly make a Tanai, it's Ke'ilu, you made the Tanai, Ke'ilu Hisna. There's another element of Ke'ilu Hisna as follows. Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel has a machlokas. It's like two opinions in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Can I move a candle on Shabbos al yidei a piece of bread? Now we saw the Gemara that Kikar Tinok only helps for a mace. How can you possibly move the candlesticks al yidei the piece of bread? So it's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you can move the candlesticks al yidei the bread. Some of the Rishonim suggest that when we say that Kikar Tinok does not help unless it's a mace, that means if I put the Kikar Tinok on the mace on Shabbos. But when I do it may Erev Shabbos, then Kikar Tinok will help by everything. Now this, we pointed out, does not work according to some of the Rishonim who say that you could certainly not put Kikar Tinok on the mace on Shabbos because that is a bezayin to the mace, no? Didn't we have such a nusach? We said from a prima godem, we wanted to be medayek from one of the Rishonim who said this also, no? That you're not allowed to put the Kikar Tinok on the mace on Shabbos, that's a bezayin. But be it as it may, the Rivash suggests that maybe when I say Kikar Tinok only helps with the mace, that means when I put the Kikar Tinok on the mace on Shabbos. So therefore, I can't put the Kikar Tinok on the Leichter on Shabbos. But may Erev Shabbos, if I put the Kikar Tinok there, it does help. Why does it help? So some say it helps me din buses. If it helps me din buses, what I'm doing is I'm saying that this is no longer a buses ledavar ha'aser. Now it's a buses ledavar ha'aser uledavar hamutar, and therefore it's permitted. According to that cheshbin, it will only help if the davar hamutar is more chashuv than the davar ha'aser. We only allow the kula of buses ledavar ha'aser and ledavar hamutar if the davar hamutar is more chashuv than the davar ha'aser. But there's another mahalach that the Beis Yosef points out from the Rivash. It could be that the chala helps because the chala is an unstated tanai. Just like tanai helps according to the Ran and the Ramban, etc. When I put the chala on the Leichter Erev Shabbos, it's ki'ilu I'm saying eini boldo mehem. It's Kilo, I'm saying it's not going to be Muksa. And an unstipulated Tnai works. So those Rishonim who say that you could be Matir Al Yedei Lechem, L'cha'ora, what they are saying is that it's an unstipulated Tnai. And consequently, it would seem that the lechem does not have to be more chashuv than the ner. Because if it's just a tanai, just an unstipulated tanai on Shabbos, so then if it's ke'ilu hisna, then the cha'era, the lechem does not have to be more chashuv than the oil in your ner. On the bottom of the Torah, in the Drisha, he does not say it like this. And Drish has a whole shtickle Torah, why even if you hold ki'ilu hisne, it has to be more chashuv. But I don't know. I'm not sure if that's really correct. If it's ki'ilu hisne, it would seem, ki'ilu hisne would seem even if the lechem is not more chashuv. So let's just go back. If I want to move my leichter on Shabbos, what can I do? So l'cha'ira, nothing. Right? Tosas says, Tanai doesn't help. Well, there are Rishonim say Tanai does help. Sfaradim rely on those Rishonim. Ashkenazim also rely on those Rishonim insofar as for Tilto Ayidei Nochri. That's the Ramon Se'if Hei. That means I can ask a goy to move my candles after they go out. I think that's halacha lemaisa. I think that's clear. There's a machlokes about kikarotinok, whether it helps on your leichter. By the way, it's a bad idea to put your baby on top of your leichter, especially when your leichter are burning. Okay, gentlemen? Word to the wise, don't try it. Kikar, we won't even say tinok. Kikar, it's a machlokas, two opinions to Rabbeinu Yerucham, whether it helps. There's two reasons why it could help. It might void the din of basis. If that's the case, the lechem has to be more chashuv. But if it helps, based on ki'ilu hisne, so in the cha'ira, the lechem would not have to be more chashuv than the ner. There's another machlokas harishonim about when I say that the ner is mukta, right? We pass in again like Reb Meir that the ner is mukta. Kevan diskatzoy ben ashmashes iskatzoy lekuli yayma. What does that mean? So the pashtus is that it's mamish mukta mukta mukta. It's basis with davar ha'aser. You can't move it at all. The Mordechai, however, in Simon Shin Tesvav, and it's quoted here in the Mechaber and Se'if Beis, there are opinions that you can move the Ne'er, Letzarech Gufo Mekomo. There are opinions that if you need the Mekom where the Leichter are, you can move it. The Mechaber writes about this opinion, Lo Nir'u Devarov. But there is such an opinion. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's another possible svara, how I can move my leichter. Again, it's not accepted. It's a rejected shita, but it is a shita. The Taz over here explains that those two opinions, whether you can move it, whether you could move the leichter, depends on whether it really became a basis, which depends on whether you hold like the Sefer HaTruma that it can be, that's only a basis if the Isser is going to stay there all Shabbos. Since the flame won't burn all Shabbos, so it could be it's not a basis. If it's not a basis, it could be that, it could be that it's Mutar L'tzach Gufa Mekomo. That's the Mordechai. So we don't hold like that, but it's another shita that it could be mutter. We have tnai, we have kikar utinok, and we have tzorech gufa umakomo. Then there's another mahalach, which also seems to be rejected in Se'if Beis, a different Mordechai, which is if you don't like the way the candles are, it's ma'os olav, so then you can move it. The Ramah writes, and the Gra understands the Ramah this way, again, or the Mordechai writes, that not everybody is ro'oi litolas Hashem. Not everybody's entitled to say, I'm an istinus. If you would do that, you would get rid of the entire din of mukta of the ner. But the point that we're driving at is that there are other shitos that if you don't like the way the candles look, you could move them as well. So, halacha l'maisa, can I move my leichter after it goes out? So it's mutar ayidei goy, for sure. Shelo ayidei goy, can you put a kikar or tinok on it? Well, some hold that that only works midin basis. If that's the case, some people have the practice that the woman, the wife, when she lights Shabbos candles, she puts her ring on the tray with the Neiros Shabbos. The ring is zikr, more chashuv than the Neiros, no? So then you can move it because it becomes a basis l'davar ha'osar and the davar ha'mutar. Not so pashut. This helps. It could be that muktzeh machmas iser and the leichter is more. It's not just a din basis. It's a din of muktzeh machmas iser, and maybe it won't help. We also have the svara that maybe it helps based on the tnai or ki'ilu hisnu. That's another reason why it helps. And then we have the other svaros of maybe you can move it with tzar kufa, with tzairach makaymai, etc. So again, lahalacha lamaisa, we pass and you can't move your leichter after it goes off, right after they burn out. But there are svaris lahakel. Again, I'm just reading the Shulchan Aruch, like nothing fancy over here. Just read Siman Reish Ayin Tes, and you'll see svaris lahakel banidon. Okay, gentlemen, thank you for entertaining me and letting me learn muksa with you the last couple of weeks. Nini, you have a question?
Yeah, what about things like the Shabbos lamps and or if you have a flashlight, can you move those? Now, especially now that they're not necessarily fire.
The Shabbos lamp, you're not moving.
If it's not a Shabbos lamp or a lamp on Shabbos, you need to move it. Or
the assumption is that you cannot move it because it's a basis l'davar ha'aser, etc. The assumption is it's really a mukta. That's worse than the leichter because the leichter, the candles are going to go out. So because it's going to go out, that's why many hold that a tnai helps.
But the lamp is pashas on the aser derabanan.
What?
The lamp is pashas on the aser midrabanan.
I don't know about that. If it's an incandescent bulb. And even if it's aser midrabanan, it's also that. No, let's stop at mincha, and we could deal with the shayla after.
Thank you, Evie.